Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally-based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is an articulate spokesman in the media and before legislative committees on conservative and pro-family issues, and was named one of the 100 most important women of the century by the Ladies' Home Journal. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The National Education Association, known as the NEA, held its annual convention in Los Angeles this summer. The NEA purports to represent a diverse membership of 2.5 million educators. However, the convention was not hospitable to diverse viewpoints. The badges worn by the delegates included messages bashing President Bush and supporting gays and lesbians. There is a conservative educators caucus within the NEA membership, but all its proposals were buried in committee, except one on academic freedom, which the delegates voted to send back to committee without allowing any floor debate. The NEA convention handed a big victory to its large gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender caucus by easily passing its proposal calling on the NEA to develop a comprehensive strategy to deal with the attacks on gay curricula, policies, and practices by what the NEA calls extremist groups. That means parents. When one delegate asked for respect for ex-gays, she was loudly booed. Another delegate was applauded when he responded that the American Psychiatric Association says there is no such person as an ex-gay. Resolutions passed by the NEA convention that have nothing to do with education included a call to boycott Walmart, a defense of affirmative action, opposition to private accounts in Social Security, opposition to capital punishment, and endorsement of the International Criminal Court. It is estimated that about a third of NEA members vote Republican, and there is a Republican caucus within the NEA. However, the powers that be running the NEA don't believe in tolerance for Republicans, so liberal NEAers launched a coup and took over the NEA Republican Educators Caucus. NEA talk about diversity and tolerance is just a sham. The radical NEA resolutions authorize the highly paid staff to lobby for left-wing legislation and candidates.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report, presented by Eagle Forum, leading America's pro-family movement since 1972. For a free copy of Eagle Forum's pamphlet on the hidden agenda of the National Education Association, write to Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Please include your name and address and ask for the NEA report. That address again, Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Hello, this is Christine with BringEmHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Bring Them Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Bring 'em Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at bringemhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of Choice Garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show and the man who bought a million lottery tickets and won a dollar, Derry Brownfield!
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. Before we go to our guest today, we have a little housekeeping duty to take care of. Yesterday morning, if you remember, if you were listening early yesterday morning when we first came on the show, I had the world's shortest and best fairy tale. And this has gotten to be sort of a boy-girl situation thing. Beth responded to my shortest fairy tale. So let me bring you up to date on that in case you weren't here yesterday. The world's shortest and best fairy tale is, once upon a time, a guy asked a girl, "Will you marry me?" The girl said no. And the guy lived happily ever after and went fishing and hunting a lot and drank beer whenever he wanted. Well, Beth responded to that. She says, who truly had the happy ending? The woman apparently got exactly what she wanted. She refused the marriage proposal and went to the mall or to the spa or out to dinner, whatever she wanted to do. But the man apparently wanted to marry the woman or he wouldn't have asked. Just something to think about. Just something to think about.
I have a feeling it's not over yet.
No, Dan. It's not. It's not. But we'll make this a 3-point series tomorrow. You'll get the proper answer. Okay, let's go to the telephone. And Dr. Rima Labo is a medical doctor. She's an MD. She's director of the Natural Solutions Foundation. She was on the air with us back in May of 2004 and again in May of 2005. And, Dr. Rima, it's a pleasure to have you as a guest on the Common Sense Coalition.
Well, it's always a pleasure to be here, Derry.
What you heard the shortest and best fairy tale, right?
Yep.
Okay. Who do you think's right here? Was the guy, is he going to live happily ever after, or is she going to be the one that lives happily ever after? Are they both going to live happily ever after?
It depends whether Codex becomes a part of our lives, because if it does, they both will get sick and may very well die from contaminated food and lack of nutrients, so it'll be a moot point. How's that for getting out of it?
You worked it well. That's why you're a doctor. You ask the doctor. But whatever happened to Codex? We've done several programs about Codex. We talked, and for our listeners that are maybe joining us for the first time or not familiar with Codex, why don't you bring us up to date on exactly what Codex is?
Right. The short version is that Codex is a trade commission that was created in 1962 by the United Nations to control the movement of food across international boundaries. It has nothing to do with consumer protection. And the Codex Commission created a whole bunch of committees, one on fish, one on dairy, one on animal feeding, one on this and one on that, and has been promulgating rules and regulations, which you can see, and there are thousands of them. Excuse me, if you type in Codex, C-O-D-E-X, Alimentarius, A-L-I, M-E-N, T-A-R-I-U-S, into a search engine, and you can come to the official Codex site, and you can see that absolutely everything that goes into your mouth, whether it's food, whether it's water, whether it's nutrients, is regulated by this international commission, which has no legal power at all. So who cares? Well, it is used by the World Trade Organization to determine dispute resolution cases. And here's the kicker. Any country which uses Codex as its own laws, which is Codex compliant, wins automatically in a World Trade Organization dispute, regardless of the merits of the case. And then they get to stick the trade sanctions onto any sector of the losing country's economy. So you can bet the nations of the world, like the United States, which have protective regulations and protective laws, like the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act, are racing to take those protective laws out of commission, to get rid of them, and to go to the Codex-compliant laws and regulations, which will give them a level playing field in the World Trade Organization. And that would be okay, except for the fact that the two organizations that control Codex, that are running Codex, the World Health Organization and the Food and Agriculture Organization, have estimated that when Codex goes into global implementation on December 31st of 2009, the first result will be the pretty quick starvation and death of about a billion people. That's 1 billion people.
Well, now, how can you back that up? Why do you say that?
If you go to the documents of the World Health Organization and the documents of the Food and Agriculture Organization, for instance, in 2002, they put out a joint document which has which you can get to on my site, www.healthfreedomusa.org. It's called The Role of Nutrition and Diet in the Prevention and Treatment of Chronic Disease. Okay? And if you do the math that they lay out there, and if you use the other documents that those two organizations have produced about what undernutrition and toxicity will do to people, you see that their estimates come up to be a minimum of 1 billion people dying of starvation and 2 billion people dying of the chronic diseases of undernutrition, cancer, cardiovascular disease, stroke, diabetes, etc. And these people, the 2 billion who die, are going to be really, really, really profitable for the folks behind the Codex Alimentarius. And those folks are what I call the five bigs: Big Pharma, Big Chema, Big Agribiz, Big Biotechna, and Big Medica. They profit, we lose. The littles pay the price in economic terms, in suffering, and in preventable death. And that's what Codex is all about. It's about making sure that all natural health options and clean, unadulterated food and high-potency nutrients are unavailable, and the last guy left standing is the pharmaceutical industry.
Okay, let's take a break. We'll be right back. Our number is 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Smart growth, sustainable development, and planning and zoning.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
We have returned, visiting today with Dr. Rima Labo. She is Medical Director for Natural Solutions Foundation. Her website is healthfreedomusa.org. I want to ask you a couple questions very quickly. I didn't write as fast as you were talking. Pharmacy, chemical, agribusiness, medical, what was the fifth major industry that's profitable from this? You said big pharma.
Big pharma, big agribiz, big chemo. Big
medical,
and big biotechnology.
Okay. Spell alimentarius again.
Alimentarius.
Right.
And it's not an intestinal parasite, but it sure can kill us.
It's not like Mantacantha rinkus or rutinaceous. Do you know what Mantacantha rinkus or rutinaceous is?
No, but I'm hoping you'll tell me, and I know I won't be disappointed.
Well, now, you're an MD, and if you would have practiced medicine in some of the African countries, you would know about it, because it's an intestinal parasite that infects swine, but it also can be transferred over to humans.
Sounds like politics.
Yeah, there you go. But it goes the other way in politics.
My favorites are Onchocercus volvulus and Loa Loa.
That sounds, you learned that in Hawaii.
No, I learned that in medical school.
Okay, the Loa Loa part is what I got.
That's a New Guinea eye worm.
Okay, well, I was close. All right.
You sure were.
Anyway, now that we have both shown one another how highly intelligent we are, you know, anytime the World Trade Organization gets involved in any of this, it's frightening, because a few times that the United States has had a case before the WTO, we lost. I don't know that we've ever won one case with the World Trade Organization.
We have had 48 cases brought against us, we've gone before the dispute resolution board of the of the World Trade Organization 48 times. We've won twice. Once when we said we want to force Europe to accept hormone-laced meat, and once when we said we want to force Europe to accept genetically modified organisms. Those are the only two times we've won, but the World Trade Organization has gone to court here in the United States and forced us to change both our state laws and our federal laws.
You see, I guess they've done that through the treaty the act of using treaties, right?
Well,
how,
you know,
how can the World Trade Organization tell the United States, hey, your law isn't any good, ours is better? And this, again, ladies and gentlemen, this is coming from the United Nations.
That's absolutely correct. Codex Alimentarius, and I need to say this because you're going to hear about how it's for consumer protection. Codex Alimentarius is a trade commission. Now, Congress can protect us from Codex Alimentarius here in the United States by maintaining and passing protective laws like the Dietary Supplements Health and Education Act, which in 1994 guaranteed Americans the right to access foods and nutrients and herbs at any level they like.
Okay, let's take a break right here. We'll be back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The Derry Brownfield Show and news with views...
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Fight Father Time with Cocoon GH. This advanced growth hormone spray delivers impressive results. Listen to what 51-year-old Gail Contax experienced while on Cocoon GH.
My eyesight was failing. My skin was sagging. I was losing muscle tone and my bones and joints were aching. I initially got started on a product called Ultimate HGH. I felt a little more energy for the first few weeks, but then I began to feel tired again. Then I heard an ad on Cocoon GH and gave a call. I learned that Ultimate HGH isn't even growth hormone. I started using Cocoon GH and the first thing I noticed was my aches and pains went away. After another few weeks, my energy came up, as did my strength and endurance. I'm getting a better night's sleep and waking up feeling rested. My muscle tone and my eyesight both improved after 1 month. My sex drive got stronger, and much to my surprise, my menopausal symptoms went away and my period came back. I'm impressed beyond belief. Thanks, Cocoon Nutrition.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
And we are visiting with Dr. Rima Labo. She is with Natural Solutions Foundations. We're talking about the Codex Commission, the Codex Alimentarius plan here for what some people think is consumer protection. We've discussed this in detail time and time again, but I think people need to understand more about it. This thing has already hit Europe. How many supplements have they taken off the European market? Do you know, Rima?
Well, they're being very cagey about it. Instead of coming in as they were going to do before they were sued in the European version of the Supreme Court, their European Court of Justice, and ripping these things off the shelves en masse on the 1st of August, what they're doing is sort of stepwise inching forward so that people won't notice it. And the situation there is pretty complicated because, you see, in every country, Codex is implemented by laws of the country. Codex itself has no legal standing. And the European Food Supplements Directive has been forced to accept a couple of changes. One is that they're allowed to have natural sources for vitamins and minerals, which are permitted. But they didn't have to change the dosages. The dosages are still minuscule, and anything over that is forbidden. They did not have to accept being allowed to or for people, doctors, and labels to be able to indicate any health benefits that's forbidden. Any health benefits from foods and nutrients are forbidden. You can't talk about them. And they
well, they actually consider nutrients as toxins over there, do
well,
they not?
Well, in 1994, the Codex Committee on on Nutrition and Foods for Special Dietary Uses classified nutrients as toxins. That's the same year that we passed the Dietary Supplements Health Education Act, DSHEA, which classifies nutrients as foods for which there are no safe upper limits because you can have as much as you want. So it's diametrically opposed, and the idea is to take away all nutrients and to leave only food that has been treated with pesticides, insecticides, veterinary drugs, genetic modification, and irradiation, and to take away anything that we could protect ourselves with. The only guy left standing will be the pharmaceutical industry.
Now, let me get this right. They want to do away with radiation, pasteurization of milk, and this sort of thing?
No, no, no. They want to mandate it. They want
mandate.
To make it mandatory that all food, unless it's eaten locally and raw, all food be irradiated. Now, there are real health hazards associated with that dairy, and we need increased antioxidants to deal with them, but they'll take away our antioxidants. The only people who know about this at this moment are a couple of congressmen and people like you and I and your listeners who are concerned about it. So we had a congressional briefing arranged for September 20th, and I was going to talk to Congress about Codex, because if they don't protect us, then we will be harmonized with this very, very, very harmful set of standards. And on Saturday morning at 2 o'clock in the morning, I was at my computer, and I got an email that told me that there was still going to be a congressional briefing at that time, but it wasn't going to be about Codex, and I had been dropped from the speaker's list, and so had Jim Turner, the president of Citizens for Health, which feels the way we do about Codex. So I asked people if they would be kind enough to email their congressional delegates and tell them that they want a Codex briefing, because it's crucial that Congress gets it. And between the time that I put it up, about 11 o'clock Saturday morning, and today, 16,500 people have used our website to email all of their congressional delegates and say, listen up, you need to know about this because it's important to me. And I urge all of your listeners to go to www.healthfreedomusa.org and click on the link right in the middle of the first page and let your congressional representatives know that they better get informed on this, because your health and that of your family is riding on it.
Okay, when we first started talking about the Codex Alimentarius and the Codex Commission back, what, 2 or 3 years ago, I guess, was it not? When did we really first start?
Well, you and I started talking about it a little more recently than that, but I've been watching Codex for 10 years. I've been watching it march forward, and I've been writing to Congress and saying, don't you dare vote for this bill or that amendment that would harmonize us.
All right, but we were under the impression that, hey, this is going to literally do away with your health food stores.
Well, it will.
Isn't that still the case?
Okay, here's the way it works, Derry. It's so complicated. They make it complicated so that people will just roll up their eyes and forget about it, because it's pretty difficult stuff. The way it works is that each country needs to implement Codex in order to be Codex compliant for the World Trade Organization not to smack them with huge trade sanctions. But we in this country have been accepting Codex standards, and there are thousands of them. We've been accepting Codex standards one at a time via administrative rulings by the FDA and the USDA.
Okay, when we come back, let's talk about those Codex standards and the USDA. Stay tuned.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth. Chronicle. A one-year subscription is $24.95. Send check, cash, or money order to Newsletter, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. What topics does Derry discuss in the Common Sense Chronicle?
Well, there's cattle, hogs, and foreign troops, guns and gold and tax law loops, fair trade markets, beans and wheat, cowboy lawsuits and imported beef, kangaroo courts and Judge Roy Moore, the United Nations and the final war, dumbed-down schools and Bible quotes, China's buying our treasury notes, ID tags and cows and pigs, biometrics for our kids, federal nexus and checkoff dollars, endangered animals eating endangered flowers, watersheds and scenic byways, internal checkpoints on American highways, OSHA, OPEC, and the BLM, NAFTA, and GATT all irritate him. Each issue spans the human race, and right there on the front is his smiling face.
Despite popular beliefs, experience is not the best teacher. It's the worst teacher. Learning from your mistakes is expensive and time-consuming. The best way to learn is by other people's experience. And when it comes to protecting your private property rights, the Paragon Foundation has lots of experience. The Paragon Foundation has been down a few long, hard roads and have learned a lifetime of lessons. So learn your lessons the easy way. Join the Paragon Foundation today. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas. Get a free copy of the Paragon magazine and support the Paragon Foundation today by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877, that's toll-free, 847-3443. 43, or go on the web at paragonfoundation.org. Gold is back in the news, as I knew it would be. Why is gold rising, asked CNN? Well, because rising oil and gold together usually signal serious inflation ahead. But here's the best news. Gold could double faster than real estate in the next 5 years, according to the experts. Right now is the moment to take action before the prices go higher. Call the experts on gold. In my book, that's Swiss America, at 800-289-2646. That's 1-800-BUICOIN. They'll explain how simple it is to diversify into gold, which is universally acknowledged as the best inflation-fighting asset the world has ever known. Ask for your copy of Rediscovering Gold, the book, and The Economic Solutions, the magazine, together at $30 value, free today, by calling 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-BUICOIN. Discover why rising gold is inflation-proof.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, and the man who says all he wants is less to do, more time to do it, and higher pay for not getting it done. Derry Brownfield!
And we have returned, visiting today with Dr. Rima Laball. She is the Medical Director for Natural Solutions Foundation. Going into the commercial break, Doctor, we were talking about codex standards accepted by the FDA and the USDA, and we have seen what they've done over in Europe, and you said it's not as severe as what it looked like it was at first in Europe.
No, I said it's slower.
It's slower.
It's actually much worse, because although they've made a few little changes to the structure of the European Food Supplements Directive, they actually won all their battles, because you still can't have any therapeutic dosage of any of the restrictive nutrients. And there are other directives, like the Herbal Products Directive and the Sports Drink Directive and the Infant Food Directive, which are still codex happy and which are still deadly, and they're yet to come. People don't understand. The entire structure of food will be controlled by these directives, and they're all codex compliant. What does codex compliant mean? Well, I put out a press release which has now been picked up by more than 1,800 media outlets, not more than a few days ago, that told about the fact that Codex allows 7 pesticides banned by the entire world community as being among the most deadly chemicals known to be used on food. So we'll be importing and we'll be growing food with stuff that we ourselves have determined to be illegal because it's so deadly.
Can you name some of those pesticides?
I sure can. Eldrin.
Aldrin.
Chlordane. Dieldrin. Eldrin. Heptachlor. Hexachlorobenzene. And Mirex. And to tell you a quick story about hexachlorobenzene was used in 1954 to treat seeds in Turkey to prevent them from rotting and getting moldy and so on. And the wheat that was grown with the hexachlorobenzene was used for all the things that people use wheat for, bread and cooking in other ways. The people who ate the wheat products from the heptachlorobenzene-treated seed, 14% of the adults died. About 3 times that many suffered neurological damage that crippled them for life, and 95% of the infants died. Heptachlorobenzene was then banned in Turkey in 1959. Heptachlorobenzene is permitted by Codex. That's the kind of deadly contamination we're talking about. And if you do a search on Codex Alimentarius and you go to the main website, what you will see is hundreds of regulations which have been adopted up to 2001. They haven't even listed the thousands more that have been adopted, but you can check out the veterinary drug levels that are permitted and the pesticide and herbicide and other toxin residue levels that are permitted, and they're insanely high. They are incompatible with human longevity and human health, but they're real good for business if you're in the chemistry business, the chemical business. And it's like that in every category. It's bad for people, good for business, and it's not consumer protection unless the consumer is the corporation.
Now, see, I'm under the impression that they banned like 1,600 products, just banned them in Australia.
Uh-huh. Australia is a very interesting area. They banned those products. The TGA, which is the Therapeutic Goods Administration, the equivalent of our FDA, is pharmaceutically friendly and natural health unfriendly, and they banned those products on a trumped-up charge. And when the Trans-Tasman Agreement was made between Australia and New Zealand, the Trans-Tasman Agreement, which hasn't been fully implemented yet, harmonized with Codex, bringing both of those countries into harmonization. Now, before Parliament, now, right today, in Australia, is a bill called Bill 05130. You can check it out on the website. You can also go to my blog on my website, www.healthfreedomusa.org. And Bill 05130, if passed, would make it a crime punishable by 5 years in prison to import, use for yourself, or provide to anybody else, let's say your child or your spouse, anything that the TGA does not approve. And that includes foods that have a history of being used for medicinal purposes. What does the TGA approve? Nothing natural, no high-potency vitamins, nutrients, herbs, etc. So it criminalizes the quest for health. And that, Derry, is where we're going in this country if Congress does not wake up, because they will be fed a line of propaganda bull to tell them that this is good. And, of course, the pharmaceutical industry and the other corporate interests spend huge amounts of money romancing Congress in lots of ways. And we will be eating contaminated food without any nutrients to prevent, treat, or cure any disease or condition, which is what's forbidden under Codex.
You have to realize where the USDA gets its employees. Many, many. I don't think you can get a top-ranking job within the United States Department of Agriculture. I'm not that familiar with the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, but I know a lot about the USDA. If those individuals haven't come out of one of the major multinational corporations that are in the business of handling agricultural commodities. I'm talking about Archer Daniel Midland, Cargill, ConAgra, IBP, or the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, or the World Meat Institute, the American Meat Institute. Well, whatever, MI, whatever it is, American Meat Institute, you can't get a job unless you work for one of those organizations first. So,
Let's talk about the FDA, and it's same old, same old.
You say the FDA is the same.
Exactly. There is a law that reinforces and supports the revolving door policy between the FDA and the pharmaceutical industry that you're talking about, between agribiz and the USDA. Same old, same old.
Okay, let's go to the telephones. Stefan in Texas. Hi, Stefan. You're on the air.
Hi, Terry. How are you today?
Good.
I think this all really goes back to the Rockefeller Foundation, where the population control agenda is... we're being attacked on all sides of our food source, and it's just a shame when I, you know, every time I'm in Whole Foods talking to the people that are in the vitamin nutrient section, they think this thing is not going to pass. They're just like, oh, no one's going to believe in this, and no one's going to pass this, so we got nothing to worry about, basically, is their attitude.
Well, Whole Foods and Wild Oats and GNC and all of the large corporations are members of an organization called NNFA, the National Nutritional Foods Association, and multi-level marketing companies and other wellness industry companies belong to CRN, the Council for Responsible Nutrition. And these companies have on their membership rosters, organizations, these trade organizations, have on their membership rosters companies whose names you will recognize: Monsanto, Capsugel, which is owned by Pfizer, Wyeth Arrest, Archer Daniels Midland, Cargill, GlaxoSmithKline Beecham, Bayer, BASF. These are companies that are giants now in the natural food industry and in the biotechnology industry. And these organizations are putting out this information. If you go to my website and you click on the button that says Codex Propaganda on the home page, you'll see a pretty detailed analysis of the lies that are being put out as soothing truth to say Codex will never affect us here in the United States. You bet it will. And Codex is a good thing because it will protect us from these dangerous herbs and nutrients. So there's a good deal of skillful, very, very well-done propaganda also participated in by our own FDA and USDA to tell us to go back to sleep, because they want us and they want Congress to be in Codex coma. And I'll be damned if I'm going to be in a coma.
Yeah, no, I agree, and I've been to your website, and it's very informative. Say, Doctor, I heard you say on another show that was just preceding this one that you got from Alan Stang that the fruits and vegetables that are tagged that start with the letter 4 and the letter 9 and the letter 8. I think from my research has shown that the four-digit code starting with 4 is conventional. 8, the number that starts with an 8 is the genetic modified, and 9 is organic. And I was wondering, your information contradicted my research, and so I'm calling to get a clarification on that.
Okay, we'll get a clarification after these messages. Stay tuned.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
One of the most popular films offered by the Derry Brownfield.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calben Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calben Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calben Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calben at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calben Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbenpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Stephen in Texas wanted to know, and I didn't understand what we were talking about here, the 498 thing, Dr. Reamer.
All right, let me clarify with what I understand. I was on the Alan Stang show earlier this week, and Alan asked me if I were familiar with the codes on the little tags that produce now carries, and I said no, I wasn't. So he said that 4 indicated that it was... The first number on the little tag code indicated that it was genetically modified, and 9 indicated that it was organic, and I thought that was pretty cool. So I looked it up now, and I see that it's partly correct. The 9 does indicate, so if you have 94572 on your plum or whatever, that indicates that it's an organic fruit or piece of produce. If, on the other hand, it starts with 8, and I was mistaken, I thank the caller for correcting this, if it starts with 8, it's a genetically modified piece of food, and if it starts with 4, it's conventional. But as genetic drift takes place and food becomes contaminated by pollen and pollinating insects and so on, it's harder and harder to tell what is in fact conventional, what is in fact organic, and what is in fact genetically modified. So I really appreciate the opportunity to clarify that 9 as the first number of the code on the little tag indicates that it's organic. 8 as the first number indicates that it's a genetically modified piece of produce and or vegetable, and 4 indicates that it's a conventional piece of food that was grown using pesticides and fertilizers and herbicides and so forth.
Gee, I didn't know that. You know, You can't buy one plum that doesn't have this little thing stuck on it. You can't buy one peach, one anything that doesn't have this little thing stuck on it. Talking about a little bitty sticker about the size of take something the size of a dime and fold it over, right?
Right. Little gummy sticker.
Yeah.
And, of course, everybody has had the experience of biting into it and finding that it's not part of the food. So it's a good thing that there is a code like this because it gives you more opportunity to make your choices. I am advising people, and if you go to my blog by going to www.healthfreedomusa.org, you'll see a button that says blog. And I'm advising people in my latest blog to do what I call eat smart, eat safe, and choose the food that's good for them. I happen not to think that GMOs are good for your health based on the science, not produced by the companies with an economic interest in them, but by independent scientists, which make it pretty clear, and by the science that the companies have suppressed, that genetically modified organisms can lead to system failure, organ system failure, can lead to increased cancer, can lead to increased gastrointestinal and immune disease, autoimmune disease, that over time the DNA actually makes its way into your body and your brain, and our bodies don't know what to do with this stuff.
Okay, let's take the final break of the hour. We'll be right back.
Attention men and women suffering from hair loss. Now, with Avacor, a world leader in hair regrowth, you don't have to be bald, even if you have a family history of hair loss.
Here's Dr. Mark Goodman, board-certified dermatologist.
The main reason for thinning hair and baldness is hereditary hair loss. Just because there is a family history of hair loss doesn't mean you have to suffer. Avacor is specially formulated to reverse hereditary hair loss and regrow new healthy hair. Our formula targets the hair follicle to effectively stop hair loss and stimulate new hair growth. Before you consider expensive transplant surgery, remember, Avacor is FDA approved to regrow new healthy hair for men and women.
We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Call 800-449-9124. That's 800-449-9124. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-449-9124. That's 800-449-9124.
Derry Brownfield here to tell you why the Aeronizer is the most advanced air purifier available. What the Aeronizer does, it puts out higher forms of energized oxygen into the air, which oxidizes pollutants. It actually destroys airborne particles and removes them from the air that you breathe. The Aeronizer destroys viruses, bacteria, molds, and pollens. I mean, it kills them dead, making your indoor environment healthier and safer. The Aeronizer literally reaches into carpets, furniture, drapes, clothing, and porous materials to remove cooking, pet, and smoke odors. The Aeronizer is a safe, effective, and affordable solution to unleashing the natural purifying power of oxygen to not filter, but actually purify the air. To get the Aeronizer, call toll-free 1-877-605-9200. That's 1-877-605-9200. Or go online at www.aranair.us. Let's go to the telephones. We have several callers. We'll get to you as quickly as we can. Melanie in Missouri. Hi, Melanie. You're on the air. Hi, Melanie.
Hi, I'm here.
Okay, you're on the air.
Thank you. I'd like to ask Dr. Rima Labo about Canada. Now, what happens should Canada become Codex compliant? And we do get a lot of our foods from Canada, especially people who live near the border. I'd like to know what happens if one country does and the other country doesn't. How will this affect the United States?
That is a terrific question, Melody. First, let me tell you quickly what the story is with Canada. Most Canadians have no idea that they have already been brought into Codex compliance because Canada has harmonized with the Trans-Tasman Agreement between Australia and New Zealand. Now, parliamentarians can look their constituents in the eye and say, we didn't pass any harmonization legislation here in Canada. That's true. They harmonized with a Codex-compliant international agreement. So Canada is already on the way to the implementation of its Codex compliance. Now, what happens if the United States decides not to import Canadian goods, which are genetically modified or have pesticides that we forbid and so forth? What happens is that Canada can take us to the World Trade Organization and we automatically lose because they're Codex compliant and we're not. Remember, this is going to take some time to implement, but the structure has already been set up. That means that the United States has to begin thinking very seriously about whether health and the lives of its people are more important or membership in the World Trade Organization is more important. It's a real issue between lots and lots of countries. Remember, countries in the developing world are being urged to adopt Codex as their own domestic laws, which means that any country, anywhere in the world, can drag the U.S. into the World Trade Organization dispute resolution system, and they win automatically because they've adopted these deadly rules without understanding them. So Canada is just another example of a country that will be a significant problem for us if we don't do something now to protect ourselves.
Okay, thanks for the call, Melanie. Let's go to Ruth in North Carolina. Hi, Ruth. You're on the air.
Thank you, Derry. I'd like to tell Dr. Lebo to tag this treaty, whatever it is, the genocide treaty, and just blare it and blast it to the whole country. In fact, to the whole world.
Well, bless you, Ruth. Bless you. Now, nobody sat me down and said, okay, Dr. Lebo, we're going to tell you what the inner circle is really thinking and doing. So we only can assume what their intent is. We can see what their actions are. The Bible says, by their work shall you know them. I don't know whether they're thinking about genocide or whether they're just setting us up for it by accident. Oh, what was I thinking? You can draw your own conclusions. What I know is that if we don't protect ourselves in this country, we will be part of the suffering and dying population of this planet, which can be prevented.
You know, if you go back and you study some of Al Gore's books, or his book, and what Prince Charles, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
What Prince Charles has written about population control, there's just too many people on this earth, and the powers that be are wanting to get rid of as many of them as they can.
Well, I don't intend to go out quietly, and I don't consider myself a useless eater. I think every one of us is a precious soul, and anything that puts us in jeopardy is wrong. We need to fight it.
And fighting it we will. And we appreciate you being a guest on the show with us again today, Dr. Rima Lebo.
Well, it's always a pleasure, Derry.
Get hold of her by www.healthfreedomusa.org. And now it is time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you.
There are two ways to do things, the hard way and the easy way.
In America, we value our liberty. But there's a new movement quietly being pursued by politicians that will take away our precious freedoms. It's been deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim that their objective is to promote trade by removing barriers between the countries of North and South America. In reality, the FTAA is a raw power grab. It will lead to a new government over the entire Western Hemisphere. This super government will steadily take away America's rights, our Constitution, even the freedoms that we love so dearly. Protect your freedoms. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then let Congress know that the FTAA is not an option for America. Stoptheftaa.org. And keep America free.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
RBN Live.